Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Onyx Concepcion. Batting second. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting third. The left fielder, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dennis Wirth. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Tim Ireland. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The DH, Larry Hile. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bob McClure. And now, play ball. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Wathan reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. Wathan moves to third. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball four. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wathan scores. McRae moves to second. It's 1-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers 0. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brett. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Molitor scores. Yount moves to second. It's Royals, 1, Brewers, 1. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Ireland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yount moves to third. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Dennis Wirth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirth takes first base on ball 4. Tim Ireland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClure fires to first and picks off Wirth. One out. Tim Ireland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ireland strikes out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor takes first base on ball four. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 1 in the game. Concepcion hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wright now pitching. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner takes first base on ball four. Moore moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore scores. Gantner moves to second. It's 2-1, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Worth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Way then moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McRae is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Way then scores. Brett scores. Martin moves to second. It's 3-2, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martin moves to third. Two outs. Dennis Worth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Worth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martin scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Royals. Tim Ireland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ireland is 0 for 1 in the game. Ireland hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field. Ireland picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ireland. Ogilvy moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ogilvy moves to third. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ogilvy scores. Simmons moves to second. It's 4-3, Royals. Larry Hyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hyle hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Ireland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Worth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pryor is called out on strikes. One out. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 2 in the game. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Way then hits a line drive into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gantner hits a pop-up towards short. Concepcion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Martin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Slayton now pitching. Dennis Worth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. White steals second. Dennis Worth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Worth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Cesar Geronimo now playing center field. Jerry Martin now playing right field. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Royals. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Brett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 4. The Royals will come to bat. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pryor hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 3 in the game. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Grant Jackson now pitching. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0 for 2 in the game. Hile takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-5, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Brett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cooper hits a pop-up towards the mound. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wathan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McRae hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Royals 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Ned Yost pinch runs for Ted Simmons. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yost moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Yost moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards second. White throws to second for one, and Concepcion throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Yost scores. Thomas scores. Moore moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-5, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moore scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-5, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Ned Yost now catching. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Martin strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. White reaches second base with a double. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Dennis Wirth. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 0-for-1 in the game. Geronimo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Royals 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Jamie Quirk now playing first base. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 4 in the game. Concepcion hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Way then strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 9, and Kansas City Royals, 5. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.